It all hinges on basically the weather forecast and if they feel that they can get it in there and if it will dry out. Because, I mean, some of these areas that are getting upwards of 5-6 inches of rain in a week's time and just doesn't give them the chance to dry out, they don't know when they're going to get in. So it may just be looking at the fact that I'm going to take the prevent plant, because if they do try to continue to plant it after the prevent plant date, or the final plant date, if you will, they start losing coverage. They lose 1% per day. So if they get to, let's say, June 8th, and they say, you know what, this weather forecast is not shaping up, it's not drying out, I've lost 3% of coverage already, because they're going to say I got prevented planting. And so they need to just look at that and say, you know what, it's logical to take the prevent plant. And when you crunch the numbers, you can get a nice, if you got a nice high APH, you can actually make a nice little return for crop insurance by just taking prevent plant and moving on and letting it sit fallow. And I think you mentioned in your case that you guys were just going to try and do some tiling. That may be the case, is maybe in some of those prevent plant areas, you let it sit fallow, take your prevent plant, and that gives you a chance for some tiling companies to catch up on some of their work they're doing elsewhere and maybe get that tiling done in that area so that you don't have this problem in the future.
When we look at these options, you know, obviously we want to plant the crop if we can. How many folks are you talking to that are looking at this prevented plant option because they just can't get into the field at this point?
Oh, from what we're hearing, there's all kinds of numbers that are being thrown out there. We're hearing anywhere from 3 million to 8 million acres of prevent plant corn acres. And some are asking, well, will that go to soybeans? Well, we all know that if it continues to stay wet, soybeans do not like wet feet when they get started. So that could be questionable, too, if they go to soybeans. And some guys, we're hearing some talk of guys going to shorter season corn so they can at least get it in the fields and harvested so they can produce something. As far as prevent plant, they basically got a couple different options. One is just flat out take the prevent plant and let it sit and get your full prevent plant payment, indemnity payment up front. Or you can do option two and plant it to a second crop, whether that be soybeans or maybe even put it into a cover crop like a short season grass of some sort to maybe hay or graze it. But that has some not necessary restrictions on it, but has some stipulations regarding when you're going to plant it. And when you actually kind of crunch the numbers, if it's prevented planting corn, it just makes sense to just take the flat out prevent plant and move on.